David, here we are, fourth round of European competition, Wales, Norway, Switzerland, and here we are in Riga, Latvia tonight.
Yeah, it was obviously just finished training. The squad that we have with us looks like we've come out of it fit and healthy. Now we get down to business. This was always the big game after the TNS. The other games were great games for us. They were a learning curve on and off the pitch for myself and the staff and the players. So we're here. We're understanding that this is it's a tough tie. It may not be the Bodos and Rosenborgs and Celtics and Legia Warsaws who we played in previous campaigns before, but this is it's a tough tie. They're a good side. They're a physical side. The pitch looks in good condition. And I say that our boys are ready. We've done what we needed to do to give ourselves the opportunity. They were understanding that this was the big time. So we should rally this and look forward to it. I know the players are. They're excited by it. And we look forward to tomorrow night.
You've done your homework. You've watched the videos. They're packed with internationals. HJK only beat them on penalties, so you're right to say that this is going to be a tough game, you know, even after the tough ones we've just had.
Yeah, we've looked at the Helsinki game, and again, they were probably unfortunate to lose on penalties, but what they, and credit to them, what they did do, they probably didn't get the result that they wanted at home, but they went to Malta and got a 3-1 result, so they've got good players. The majority of the team, certainly down from the goalkeeper down the spine of the team, the two centre halves, the two midfielders, and the centre forward, are 6'2" and 6'2" plus. So we need to be on our guard. We can't concede silly free kicks, needless fouls, too many set plays, because we don't want to be conceding too many crosses into our box. So the players are aware. We'll do a wee bit probably tomorrow with them before the game. Talk again about our shape and the way we want to set up, more importantly. So the boys are ready. We've come out of the game on Sunday good. The confidence is there. But now we need big players. We need the players to stand up tomorrow night and put ourselves in with an opportunity of going back to Belfast next week with everything still to play for.
It's one game at a time, and the object tomorrow night is to keep the game in our hands for the second leg. And we can't get too carried away thinking about what lies beyond that.
No, again, take it out game by game. Cliches in football, you know, you can only do what you can now. So tomorrow I'll be here before we know it. I say, first and foremost, the players are ready and we prepared as well as we can, coming off the back of so soon after the Zurich game last week. We got as much information as we can on them. We had our scout actually in Malta last week watching the game, so we've done everything we can. We'll give the players as much information as we possibly can on his opinion last week and what we've seen in their league games and their European games this year. But we'll, as always, we'll probably find out more when we play them tomorrow night, what sort of level that the team are at. But we're expecting a tough game, and that's what we will be preparing for.
We've come out of Zurich and the Portadown game in good shape and good state of mind going into a huge, huge game here tomorrow night.
Yeah, we've always been in good state of mind. And again, this European run and the games and the trips, I've said continuously any time that I've spoke to you before after any games, it's been great for us. The relationships that the players are building are vital and crucial to what we want to build, not only for this year but going forward. But we now want memories. We want memories now to think about going forward. We want to give our supporters the opportunity next week for us to go to Belfast with everything still to play for, or hopefully ahead in the tie. And that's going to be our aim tomorrow night.
Some journalists will ask you about the money and all the rest of it, and that's important. But as a football person, it's all about the glory of these occasions, isn't it?
Of course, a game for the club. I've not been hiding behind any rocks. I understand financially it's huge for the club. But again, for myself as the manager and the staff, and certainly the players, because nobody outside of here actually sees the hard work and the sacrifices that they have already made and will continue to make. So for them, I've been incredibly proud what this group of players have achieved previously, but I want more, and I'm hoping that the players, they want more. But on the night tomorrow and next week, next Thursday, it's important that not only do we want it in our mind, but we actually go with our actions. And with our actions, hopefully, and a positive attitude and a positive mentality, to go and get the result required.
Good luck tomorrow night here in Riga, David.
Cheers, Andy.